Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of The Other Side. Today we're going to be talking about Americans in Canada, and I wanted to read you something from Ross Crockford, a former trial lawyer and editor of Victoria's Monday magazine. In one of his articles titled Choosing Canada, Americans Opposed to the Bush Administration Are Flooding into Victoria, he writes, "When the United States invaded Iraq, Ann Wilson knew it was time to get out of California. She was a community organizer working for nonprofits and youth groups in a small town near Santa Barbara, and during the weeks leading up to the war, she'd been distributing leaflets at a local farmer's market calling for further UN weapons inspections and opposing Halliburton's Mideast expansion plans. But when the bombing started, the market banned her, and when she protested, some of her neighbors got ugly. We were spit at, we were called traitors," she said. "It was all just too much. She and her husband, a building contractor, considered their options. We kept saying, we're moving to Canada, like it was a joke. But as things became more serious, we became more serious. So last September, the Wilson sold